Hare Krishna has two questions here from Dharmaraj, and one, he quotes Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Kaviraj says that members of other sampradayas who don't accept Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Supreme Personality of Godhead, are demons. So does this also relate to members of other bona fide Vaishnava sampradayas? And so the answer is, well, yes, because that's what the Acharya says. Nonetheless, we should have a clear understanding of what it means that you don't accept. Now, as far as Krishna is concerned, most of these sampradayas all accept Krishna's divinity, except that they consider him to be a incarnation, expansion of Narayan, etc. To deny Krishna's divinity would mean that when proven to them, in the way that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar Goswami quoted Shastra to Venkatabhata, when it's shown to them and proven to them that Krishna is superior to Lord Narayan, Lord Vishnu, and other incarnations of the Lord, they continue to deny, then yes, they're not just ignorant anymore, but they're badly motivated. They don't accept the basis of even their religion, which is Shastra. So Shastra Vidimutsu Javartate Kamakavata. Then they can't get the city of their understanding or that of ours. Same thing with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There may be other Vaishnavas who are ignorant about Lord Chaitanya. Well, they're ignorant, they can't be called demons. However, when in the same way from scriptural reference it's proven to them that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different than Krishna and is the Yuga Avatar and is the Supreme Personality of God, when they reject that, then yes, that is what Kaviraj Goswami here means. So there's a difference between someone just being ignorant, uneducated, and someone actually being of ill intent for some who knows what type of purpose. His second question is also about Chaitanya Charitamrita, where it's described that Lord Chaitanya broke open the storehouse of love of Godhead and distributed it freely to all his followers. Is this love of God available, he asks, to the followers of the other sampradayas? And the answer is no, or only if they accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, follow his teachings, chant Hare Krishna, and accept the philosophy or Siddhanta of Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Siddhanta Bolichitina Kara Alas. Siddhasya Sadhanasya. So get a perfection that's in line with your practice. You don't get a different type of result. So the sadhan that we practice is meant to empower us to be able to accept the benefit of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's distribution of love of God. Other sampradayas will empower them to accept the not the Braja Bhakti that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is distributing, but the Vishnu Bhakti, Narayan Bhakti that's being propounded and distributed by their proponents or their acharyas. So in the same way that if you study engineering, you don't become qualified to become a dentist because sadasya sadhakasya cha, because your sadhana qualifies you for only a corresponding perfection. It's the same system that goes on in the world. You have a profession, or you get an attainment that corresponds to the practice or the education that you undertook. That's why people should avail themselves of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, because very, very rare this Braja Bhakti, this distribution of Braja Bhakti, it happens very rarely. It's very hard to achieve. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made it available and has made it relatively easily available. Hare Krishna.